forgive me.
Hold on. Can I just say something quickly?
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Can I just recap?
Yeah, go ahead. What's your message to our OFW printers? Miss. Nako, miss. Alam mo yung pagkakamino, ano? Sa mga palabas. Alam mo yung pagka umangat ka ng chair. Mga second chair ka na, third chair ka na. Baga, ikaw yung huling-huling sasabihin. Tapos nakalagay, end. Miss.
Oh, I cannot. End.
El Alessandra. Cast of characters.
Oh, my goodness. Yung na lawyer, nakahiwalay.
Diba, nakahiwalay ka na? Welcome. Town, from London to Taiwan, I've been all around the globe trying to protect your soul. Welcome to OFW Preneurs Podcast. Wala talaga tayong intro. Wala talaga yung intro. Gagawa pa ako ng, ano, ng video intro.
Dapat meron ganun.
Okay. Welcome. This is El Alessandra. Our guest for today, my name is JP Adena, your host. Oh, no. My host.
Yes! Go, kuya.
Pasensya na. It's 8 a.m. So, kitang-kita pa yung air bugs ko. Pero tingnan niyo naman si Miss El Alessandra.
Ready and prepared.
Ready and prepared with a dummy.
Ora lang.
Okay. Let's start our interview, conversation. I've prepared my coffee here. May coffee ako. Handa ako.
I have water. Nag-coffee na
ako. May water din ako. Okay. At ang ating setup for today is kwentuhan lang. Right? Ella?
Ready. Go.
Ready. Okay. Remember the first time we met?
Disney?
Yes. What I remember is magka-batch tayo sa ano? Sa High School Musical. The first time na narinig kitang kumanta. Professionally. Yeah! Professionally.
Okay, that was my training. Training ano ko pa yun? Training diba? Ground.
Training ground. Parang sabi ko, kilala ko si Ella as ano eh. As a professional dancer. Professional dancer. And then,
Biglang ko ba kanta? Ano ba yan?
Kabatch ko sa High School Musical. Nako, okay itong kasama sa sumayaw. Pag-check ko na doon sa vocalist list. Iba eh.
Gulatan ba? Boo! Hello! Sumisinger!
Oo, singer. Basta naalala ko. Kasi parang ano, nakaka-proud na. Kilala mo si AJ, right? Si AJ, si Bobby, right? Ano sila oh, yes. Alam mo yung...
They went into it.
They as in 100% they went for the singing and then parang ang tingin mo sa kanya is ano na triple threat na parang yes. Diba triple
si, kasi, ano rin, si Earl market.
Yeah si Earl diba yun yes. Eh kasama ko yun si Earl si Bobby si AJ lagi tapos na influensyahan din ako kumanta baga nag-try din ako noon eh nag-sumubok din ako kasi nagbabanda ako ng high school pero hindi ko naman siya seryoso. Pero pag kasama mo sila, nakakahawa, di ba? Mm. Nakakahawa. So, parang sa akin, ang influence ko sa singing, bukod sa nung ginawa ko siya ng high school na banda-banda, eh, sila. Ngayon ikaw, ang question ko is, sino yung influence mo? Bakit ka kumanta?
Ano ba yan? Paano ko ba sasagutin to? Medyo ano kasi ako, ever since naman mahilig akong kumanta nung bata pa lang ako, kaya lang, na-discourage ako kasi, hindi ako magaling kumanta. So, alam mo yung parating pumipiyok or basta. Hindi siya natural for me. Pero, I've always loved singing. Gusto kong magpa-enroll dun sa, ano bang uso nun? Yung parang pop? Center for Pop,
yeah.
Hindi ako na-enroll kasi masyadong into academics yung parents ko. So, kahit sa dancing, never nila ako na-enroll sa dance. Mm-hmm. Nagkataon na lang na naalaw ako sa UP Dance Company for some reason. Mm-hmm. Na nakuha kong scholar. Anyway, with the singing, sino bang inspiration ko? Si Britney Spears.
Talaga?
Oh, yes. Perhaps honest talk. Hindi ako magpe-pretend to be someone who's ano, who yung mga, alam yung mga bigatin na artists. But I si Britney Spears talaga. Tsaka
talaga?
Si J- in, yes, tsaka si J-Lo.
As in, oh baby, baby.
Ayun, makapanahonan natin. Oo, no, hit me baby one more time. Yung talaga inspiration ko yun.
Kailangan ko pa yun sa MTV.
Naga forever siya nasa ano eh. Parang in your face lagi kasi paano mo gagawin mo? Mahal mo matagal yung kanta kasi lagi naka ano eh. Lagi yun yung video eh, di ba?
Correct.
So like, so Britney Spears. Britney Spears is syempre masayo din siya. Siguro kasi nakaka-relate ka, no?
Yes!
No, Britney naman ah. Yung influence mo is Britney and J-Lo and both singers and dancers.
Yung din sila. Yes, they're both diba? Singers and dancers. Yun
so parang, yun ang nakuha mo. Actually, parang nakarelate ka sa kanya eh, di ba?
Yes.
Okay, so before that, mag-ano tayo. Since you're talking about your family, what's your two-minute origin story?
Sino origin si story.
Sino si Ella Lizonda?
Ella Lizonda.
According to you.
Oh my gosh. si Ella Lizonda.
Gusto mo yan? Second person siya, alam mo yan? Si Ella Lizonda.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, si Ella Lizonda. So, pagkakalam ko dyan, ambisyosa. Ambisyosa po yan ng malala. Dreamer siya. May pagka-ADHD siya. Honestly. Kasi ang dami niyang ideas. Ay, ito, ayan, ganyan. Minsan hindi niya natatapos. Pero usually, pinofollow up niya. Ambitious. Talking about the background, she's the eldest amongst four siblings. She came from a not a well-to-do family. We had good times and merong bad times and good times, but there was a time sa buhay niya na she had to step in and step up as the provider of the family. Hence, she became an entrepreneur. But until now, she's still learning a lot of things. 2 minutes na ba yun?
wala pa yung rules ako na eh.
Wala pa ba? So yun. Yeah, yun.
Ambitious. Ambitious. Lahat naman ambitious.
Very diba? Ambitious.
Technically, when you say ambitious, it means you have a goal. Di ba?
I do. I have
meron a goal. Meron kang gustong
i-hit. It never goes away.
But actually, pag ma-hit mo yung isa, then hit another, and then hit another, and then hit another.
It never stops.
Oh, it never stops. Kasi,
it's a blessing and a curse.
Meron akong nabasa. Kesa naman sa hindi ambitious, right? Diba, parang you just go with the flow.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's nothing with going with the flow. Because right now, I'm going with the flow with this, with the podcast. But the thing is, you have a bigger dream. Alright? Mayroon akong nabasang libro, kwento ko lang. Sabi niya, pag gagawa ka doon ng dream, tatlo daw dapat yung dream. Tatlong klase. Yung isa, yung easy to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Easy to hit. So parang, I wanna exercise today. Maybe you do it today. Right? Doon tayo sa exercise. And then next is yung medyo harder to hit. But it can be done in your lifetime. Ay, di ba?
Yes!
And then yung pangatlo daw, yung super big, na you won't be able to hit it in your lifetime, but it will definitely affect your entire family or your legacy. Parang, di ba? So parang,
ay, gusto ko yun.
Yung una, yung
never heard of
win.
That.
Yeah, small wins yung una. Na parang madali mong i-hit so pa-encourage ka to do it again. Tomorrow, exercise again. You hit again. And then exercise again and then you get encouraged to do a bigger goal, di ba? So parang ganun. So parang ambitious for me, yung sinasabi mo, is you meron kang bigger goal. Right? Yung tipong, alam mong hindi mo, you might not hit it in your lifetime, but it will be your legacy.
Future generation. Yes.
Your legacy. Yes. So, sa tingin mo, what is that?
My legacy.
Your legacy.
first and foremost, nakakaloka na ito, Miss Universe pageant. Ba't tabutin na lang, napaganda ako. Hindi ako makasagot ng maganda.
So, you have to send it. Thank you for that wonderful question.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And then, meron ako, I never put it into your words. Ngayon lang nag-click sa akin na, ay, oh, my third goal. Parang na-realize ko dun sa kamento mo na nasa 1 and 2 ako. But then, now that you asked me, I do think that I have a third goal as well. I just never verbalized it the way that you said it. Mm-hmm. Pero, personally speaking, and I think, nahiya ko, but I think it shouldn't be a taboo. And I think, but I came up naghiwala yung parents ko. We used to have money, kaya we were into real estate business, memorial parks, resorts, and then the internet connection is unstable, so okay. And then nagkaroon ng family problems, financial problems, kasi di ba nagkaroon ng financial crisis, 98 or 2008, or both years.
Yes, 98, 2000.
There was a financial, yeah, mayroon parating financial crisis. Na-hit kami. And also because my dad is not the most responsible person. He's a genius. He came up with a book, Real Estate in the Philippines,
really?
The book. Ang dami niyang, yeah, meron siyang marami. Nung growing up, we used to have, I won't say we, because I was never a part of it. My dad used to have a lot of memorial parks and resorts. I grew up visiting the resorts in different places. Kaya yun talagang orientation pa bata pa lang ako. Hence my business right now. But my third goal dun sa mention mong description is to, and honestly, ito yung pinaka-purpose ng business ko actually, is to generate the new, a new generation of Lisondras. Young, fresh, ambitious, and
nice.
With the right mindset, with the good head. Kasi si daddy old school, old ways.
Yeah.
It's not working anymore. And we need new blood. Uh-huh. And I feel like I have that blood. I will fight. Kaya sabi ko, what do I know about the business? I know nothing, but I know that from my experience as a performer. Mm-hmm. At alam mo yung background ko, I didn't study ballet at a young age. I started when I was 16. Singing, ambisyosa lang din ako, but I learned it. Totoo ko yan! I learned it in the hard way, but hindi ako tumigil kasi gusto ko talaga siya. And,
yeah.
Hindi naman sa nagyayabang, malayo na rin yung narating ko dahil napaka-ambisyoso.
Naman.
Napaka-ambisyoso ako.
alam mo yung aura mo, di ba, siyempre magkasama tayo sa trabaho sa Disney before and then magkakasalubong tayo anytime, di ba? Parang ganun, di ba? And then parang nung nag-shift and then pak! Pumunta na sa ano, sa ganyan. Naging ganito na, naging ganyan niya. Tapos nakita kita ulit, parang Iba na eh. Parang may... Hindi, ganito yan eh. Confidence ay tangible para sa akin. Yung nararamdaman mo, hindi pong yung parang siyang aura.
May force.
May force siya na parang nararamdaman ko yung confidence niya. Alam mo, hindi pa... Parang sa screen na ito, umaabot na sa screen na to, magkalayo tayo, pero umaabot na ako yung confidence. Alam mo yun? So, parang, nung nagkita na tayo, nung bisita ka sa Gogobaan last time, parang, iba yung aura ni Ella.
Saka tumanda na rin ako. Kasi nung nag-start ako sa Disney, I just turned 19. Ba naman yung 19? Walang alam sa buhay yun. Tatanga-tanga, as in... So, I learned so much.
Yeah.
I learned the hard way too.
Ang maganda na is you want to learn. Diba?
Yes.
Yung part na yun. Tsaka nakaka-relate ako sa...
I never stop learning.
Nakaka-relate ako sa legacy sinasabi mo na you want to have a new breed of Lisondras. Breed of Lisondras. Na parang, kasi, there are principles that you can abide sa mga old rules. Kasi hindi naman mawala. Mm-hmm. Like the rule of farming, right? So, what you reap what you sow, di ba? Parang ganon. So, it's the same thing with real estate. Ganon din kasi nasa real estate ako ngayon eh. I'm trying to get a license for,
it's a really PRC nice
license for real estate agent. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, you want to be a broker kasi you have to take a course na lang ngayon eh. You have to take a course to be a broker, and then eventually maybe, and then you get I'll start my own realty, di ba? Ako na yung broker mismo.
Yes.
And then go ahead with that. That's the plan. Pero what the thing is, meron pa ring principles na you have to abide sa na old rules, but then you want the new rules to apply. Like for example, di ba? Ito Zoom.
Yeah, exactly.
Diba? You can now if you're a real estate agent, then you can actually have a Zoom call ngayong COVID-19.
Pakita mo yung property kasi especially itong pandemic na to talaga, it showed us how important online businesses.
Yes, technically sila yung umangat eh.
Mm-mm.
Sila yung umangat na parang I'm pretty sure yung Zoom mismo, yung may-ari ng Zoom, masaya siya ngayon.
Kasi, my goodness. Diba? Oh, grabe.
Kasi I paid for this. In order for me to do this, I paid for this Zoom. Meron siyang limit
kasi
lang
diba
na 40.
40 minute lang kapag ano.
So what I'm saying is, parang napakaganda ng legacy mong gustong iiwan. yung Iwan is yung apelido mo. Diba? Mm. Not really apelido mo, but your family. Right?
Yes.
Kasi pwedeng iba-iba yung apelido ng family mo. Diba? Kasi you're a girl. You might get the your husband's name and then son that will be lost. But the thing is, your family. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So your family will move on. Makakapa. Parang ano, siguro yung plan ng father mo to...
It's always been my motivation.
Bagay, the reason why your father went to politics is to leave a legacy na yung pangalan niya, right? But the thing is, hindi naman kailangan pumunta sa politics to do that, yeah. Right? Build your influence like what you're doing right now.
Mm-hmm. Orientation niya rin kasi yun, kasi sabi niya yung lolo namin, parang naging mayor din siya dun sa province nila, sa city nila, so... I think gusto niyang i-take on the same... Alam mo na, di ba, mana-mana yan?
Nahawa ka lang sa ginagawa ng magulang mo.
Mm.
And then, parang nangyari, pinuputol mo ngayon, yung mali. Susundin mo ngayon
yes,
yung tama.
Yes, yung mali.
Yung mali.
Yeah. Diba?
Mm-hmm. Ang galing nun. Nakakatawa.
Yun.
Now, let's maybe shift a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
I shift a little bit. Medyo ang seryoso natin. Parang...
Legacy. Kasi naman yung tinulong mo eh.
Kaya nga. May kasalanan.
So,
have you Googled yourself? Before or lately?
Before. Not recently.
Nakakahiya. So, ano yung na-discover mo na nung ginugol mo sarili mo?
Dami kong mukha sa... Puro mukha ko yun nandun. Di, kasi yun yung unang makita, di ba? Google image. Sabi ko, ay, oh my God. Pag may nag-search pala sa akin, makita nila itong picture na to, yung ganyan, or article about me, na ganito yung sinasabi ko, nakakahiya. But, nakaproud din. I'm not going to, nakaproud din.
of course, baga. So, your dance journey, let's start with that.
Mm.
So hindi ka nag-ballet, wala kang ano, what age did you start to do
taking
dance?
Bata pa lang ako, may talaga akong sumayaw. Yun talaga eh, pag naririnig ko music, wala, sasayaw na ako agad. Ang favorite subject ko talaga is the extracurricular activity. nursery pa lang lahat ng sayaw program, sasalian ko. Naalala ko pa yung story na pang umaga na class kasi ako, AM classes. Tapos, magpapaiwan ako at a young age, 4 years old. Nagpaiwan ako. Yan, layo-layo ng school sa Cubao. Marikina ako. Nagpaiwan ako, sabi ko sa driver, dun sa sundo. Hindi ako uwi. Nagstay ako ba ang hali? Tapos hanggang inintay ko yung mag-practice sila. Tapos, nanonood lang ako, nakaganan lang ako.
Hindi ka kasali? So, akala ko kasali.
Alam ko na, hindi ako kasali. Hindi kasi yung AM classes, mayroong sariling rehearsal.
Manonood
diba? Tapos yung PM classes, may sariling rehearsal. Manonood lang ako. Tapos sa pagkakunwari, commencement na or Christmas party, magpa-perform na morning classes, pati evening classes, pero magkahiwalay. Pero ang ginawa ko, dahil love na love ko yung pagsasayaw, manonood lang ako ganun sa kanila habang nag-rehearse sila. Tapos ang nangyari noon, ng Christmas party, nagka-stage fright yung isang girl. Tapos ano ba sabi ng teacher, Lisandra, she knows the dance. Can you do it? Tapos sabi ko, bata, di ba? Yes! Yes ako, yes ma'am. Tapos,
fearless.
Tapos nagkataon, may kasha sa akin yung costume. Tapos I did the dance. Nanonood lang ako. So sabi ko, yun talaga, alam ko na bata pa lang ako, yun yung calling ko.
First exposure.
Yes, yun talaga. But anyway, I never had the chance to go to a proper dance school kasi like what I said, nasa academics talaga yung orientation ng parents ko. Wala kasing artist sa amin, walang anything. My mom's a dentist, si daddy, businessman. So, pero I really love dancing. Nagkataon na-introduce ako sa dansa with yung kinakuyananad. So, I attended the summer workshop when I was 16. And then after that, na-meet ko yung best friend ko noon. And then, sabi niya sa akin, tara, mag-audition tayo sa UP Dance Company. So, nag-audition ako.
Pero doon ka talaga mag-aaral?
Yung audition, nakakahiya. Hindi, dapat UST ako, economics.
Really?
Oo!
Alam mo, nakakadate talaga ako sa'yo kasi alam mo ba, dapat UP ako?
Tapos, ano nangyari?
Dapat
UP. Diba, UST
ako, pero metallurgical engineering dapat kukunin ko sa UP. But then, sobrang layo dahil nagpapalanaki ako.
Yes.
So, hindi ko, ang plan sa akin, pares tayo kasi ako lang din yung parang you consider yourself as a black sheep, di ba? Parang kung may black sheep, ikaw yun. Kasi hindi mo sinunod yung path ng gusto ng mga magulang mo. Di ba?
Yes.
Ang gusto sa akin ng magulang ko is to be a CPA lawyer. Ngayon, kung metallurgical engineering kukunin ko sa UP, hindi na CPA yun.
Hindi, so, hindi
na,
yeah.
And then nilagay na ako sa UST kasi doon may commerce. Maganda lang yung commerce ko. So,
yes.
Naging UST commerce ako ngayon. Kasi ikaw, naging UP na ako ngayon. Yes, dapat kasi mangyayari mag-ano ako doon. Mag, parang, ano doon? Board and lodging, something?
Board, yes, yes.
Sa UP, diba? Magbo-boarding house ako sa UP. Parang ayaw na mama ko. Mag-boarding house. Malaking tao, ayaw eh, no? Pero, parang ang nangyari is, hindi yun yung plan, pero doon ka pumunta. And then sa UST, na-discover ko yung UST sa Lingawi Dance Group. And then,
yes.
Let me start from there. Sa'yo, ikaw, mag-UST ka dapat. Tapos, napunta
ko. Alam mo, I took it because, sa UP Dance Company, na-accept ako sa scholarship nila. Honestly, I know for sure that I just got lucky. Kasi nung time yun, pag nakita mong UP Dance Company yun, they're very strong, they're very skilled and talented. As in, grabe. So, I consider myself lucky. I think kasi nung time yun, hindi pa marami yung nagtitake ng dance as a course.
Yes.
Nobody, wala. So, I think they needed to, ano, may kota eh, di ba? May kota yan. So, I think, I'm so lucky! Yeah. So, I will forever be thankful. Thank you. Doon ko natutunan yung technique. I'm so lucky na natutunan ko yung ballet for a year. Mm-hmm. Straight 1 year. Doon na lang na-polish yung linya, so, yung technique. So,
ballet at 17 years old sa UP Dance.
Yeah, sa UP Dance Company. UP Dance ako nag-start. Nag-take ako ng workshop. I took their summer workshop.
Okay, and then, okay. Well, that's it. Okay. Kasi ako, I started 19.
19? Yes. Sa Lingawi.
19 nga ba? Hindi. Sa first year, 18. I think 17 and a half, 17, 18. Ganon. First year, second sem. Ganon na lang. Hindi ko alam yung edad ko eh. Ang layo na nun eh. Sobrang history sa akin yun eh. First year, second sem ng UST. Ako sumali sa Salingawi Dance Group. And I feel you kasi everything I've learned, kasi banda nga nung high school, di ba? Everything I've learned sa sayaw, is sa UST Salingawi Dance Group, walang iba. Walang ibang influence. Nung tinanong mga ako, can you audition 1 minute folk dance? Kasi folk dance ang Salingawi, diba? So, 1 minute folk dance and 1 minute jazz.
Anong sinayaw mo?
Sabi ko, what's jazz?
Correct.
Sabi ko, kung may exam lang din, wala na, talo ka na eh, diba? Sabi lang sa akin ng PRO nun, sige, 1 minute hip-hop na lang.
So, nag-hip-hop ka na lang?
So nag-hip-hop ako. Eh, pero requirement yung folk dance. So, pumunta akong CCP, kumuha ko ng... Dati ganun pa yun eh. Pumunta akong CCP, kukuha ka ng tape.
Correct. Tapos papanoorin mo.
Tapos papanoorin mo yung VHS, kung ano yung ano, and then yung audio. Hey, parang kukuha ka ng copy ng audio.
Mm-mm.
So, yun. And then, ang nangyari, ang sayaw ko is no scrubs.
Hoy, gusto ko yung no scrubs. Ah. Kaya paano mas sinayaw yun?
The one no scrub. Ano yung first dance? Naalala mo ba yun? Kasi ako naalala ko yung first audition ko eh.
Hindi ko, ano? Audition?
Yung audition mo?
Hindi, yung audition nung panahon ko naman. Kasi nga, alam ko, since I thought na sa USC ako mag-aaral, nag-audition din ako ng Gawi.
Talaga?
Oo.
Kasi summer workshop nandun ka na. Kasi may summer workshop eh.
Malala. Basta ang hirap ng training, as in pamatay. Yung takbo ng napakatagal, tapos gymnastics afterwards, parang oh my God, grabe yung training niya. But then, yun nga, nag-audition din ako nun sa UP. Ballet naman siya, you have to do the class, and then afterwards, may tests and all that. So, syempre, pinili ko na yung UP kasi lapit sa bahay ko, tapos UP na yun, scholarship, walang binayaran.
Tama. Tsaka, low UP. Diba?
Yes, exactly.
Baga, ang family ko is UST. Baga, fanatic ng UST. Parang lahat nag-UST. Mama ko UST, kapatid ko UST, so halos lahat kami nag-UST. Baga, yung isang pinsan ko hindi nag-UST dahil gusto niya dentistry, so wala namang dentistry sa UST, so yes. Ganun na nangyari. Pero kung may dentistry sa UST, wala mang nandun siya. Ganun namin. Okay, so singing naman. Sabi ko, influence mo is Britney Spears. Pero kasi may bata pa yun eh. So, alam niyo, when did you decide
that na, I wanna be a singer?
Yes!
Alam niyo,
What made you? Maybe tao yun.
No, ano? Okay, okay. Paano ba to? I think, kasi diba sa Disney, kapag may party, may kantahan, ganyan. So, sabi na, oh, ayala, kanta, kanta, kanta. Tapos, eh, alam mo naman ako, di sige, go, kanta, kanta. Tapos, may nagsabi. Mga sabi, uy, may ganda, may boses ka pala. Eh, ano? Ang tawag dito?
Gullible ako.
Gullible, correct, gullible. Sabi, ay, maganda yung boses ko daw. Eh, di ano, kumanta ako. Tapos, ambisyosa, diba? Di nag-audition ako bilang vocalist, ganyan, ganyan. May potential naman. Hindi naman ganun kalala na masama, na bad singer. But, tapos, alam mo yung natutuwa sila kasi, uy, you can sing, ganyan, ganyan. So, dun ako na nainganyo na sa'yo. Ay, kaya ko yata to. Kaya. So, yun, laban lang, fight. Nag-take ako, nag-start ako mag-take ng voice lessons. Mm. Ano, so, audition.
Ano yung instance na yun? Ano yun? Is it a person, a feeling?
I think a feeling. Influence?
Yun nga, baga.
And wanting parang, to, wanting to, not improve, of course. I always want to improve. Grow as an artist, as a performer. Yung I don't want to limit myself. Gusto ko na. Also because always siya related sa finances. Because di ba kapag vocalist ka, mas malaki yung sweldo. So sabi ko, dapat
alam mo na isip ko
kasi mas malaki yung sweldo. So yun talaga. Ay sa yun talaga yung mukhang pera. No, but not thinking about it now, isa yun talaga sa influence. I'm not shy to say that. I will never be embarrassed to say it. Malaking influence yung money. Even until now. That's why I already want to shift into more of singing roles than dancing kasi dancing pa rin talaga yung pinaka-main ko. Because mas maganda rin kita ng vocalist. I'm so sorry. Not to put down your ambitions as a dancer, but...
Hindi.
Also, I'm already 30 plus. Ang sakit na ng katawan ko, honestly. Kaya pang ilaban, but inaalagaan ko yung sarili ko. I want to live a good life when I'm older. I don't want to have a busted body. Knees or a body. Yeah. So, sabi ko, as early as I can, gusto ko nang mag-stop sumayaw. Kasi grabe talaga yung effect niya sa katawan ko.
Saka, I think you've wag if there's a pinnacle of success sa dance, I think you've hit it na. Baga, ewan ko personally kung ano yung, okay, kung ano yung goal mo. Pero sa tingin ko outside looking in, parang no. Nakita kitang umiikot na as ano eh.
Sobrang ano na yun. Masaya na ako as a peak of my dance career.
Go Ella, parang I remember the time.
Yes,
I remember the time first time ba namin or kasabay ko si D. So kilala mo si D, right? So ano nangyari? Nanood kami ng Lion King. And then sabi ko, "Oh, si Ella 'yun na." Ibang hindi namin alam kasi syempre nanood lang naman kami ng Lion King. Si Ella yung spirit bird ah. Na parang wow. Parang mind blown kami ni D na parang, "Ah, siya, spirit bird na pala siya." Tapos lagang walang bukang bibig talaga si D noon na hindi ko ina-express kasi sinasabi na niya. Parang sabi ko, "I'm so proud of Ella," na parang ano
love
you, D. Parang very proud siya, nakakilabot na. Yung Lion King itself is nakakilabot na. Favorite ko ang Lion King. And then, napanood ko siya. Parang first time ko napanood siya sa Hong Kong. And then, ikaw pa yung, wow!
Alam mo, I started as a Timon in Lion King.
Di ba? Friend.
Nakakaloka. Oh, shoot.
I'm sorry.
Friend of Timon. edit. Friend of
Timon.
Pinakamatandang friend of, matanda. Pinakamatangkad na friend of Timon. So, in-adjust nila yung costume for anyway, yeah.
Anyway, so, what I'm saying is, yung dream mo as a dancer, parang na-hit mo na, and then you just wanna be a triple threat.
I want
triple
to transition. Threat. Yes.
Triple threat, right? Baga, Britney nung bata, parang, and J-Lo, kasi parang sayaw and kanta.
Talaga,
diba?
Yes.
Sayaw and kanta, diba? E, parang ngayon,
sila
niyo
sa
muna. Okay, so do you remember, ano yung, what is the performance, whatever, theater, whatever it is, na sinasabi mong, I've done it. Sa singing naman.
Na parang, sa singing? What the, ano, pa ulit, kasi, please.
Parang, when it comes to singing, ano yung certain performers, certain companies, certain whatever, na sinasabi mong, I've done it?
So with singing, hindi pa. Wala pa akong performance na. But the closest thing is when I performed Top Team noong before kami. Oh my God, I was the one who closed our show bago nagkaroon ng closure sa theater because of the pandemic. Ako yung nag-close as Top Team. So, At saka natuwa, I love that performance of mine. It's not perfect, but yun yung the best performance ko as a singer so far. So, yun yung for me.
Okay. So, it means, when it comes to singing, you, hindi ka pa tapos.
Hindi pa. Nagsisimula pa lang ako.
It's still the journey. Okay, so, balik tayo sa, ano, sa pera. Kasi sabi okay. mo, sabi mo, honestly, yun talaga yung ano mo, di ba? Maga, dancer, usually, ang una nating tingin is backup dancer, di ba? Yeah. Seldom lang magkakaroon ng concert. Actually, ngayon na nauuso yung concert na, as in, yung dance yung nagko-concert eh. Parang concert ng dance, walang walang sumakanta, di ba?
Yes.
Ngayon, lately lang yan. Pero, when it comes to singing, alam natin na yun talaga yung malaking sweldo. At makaka-relate ang mga nakikinig nating mga OFW. This is OFWpreneur. So, na kahit paikot-ikuti natin ang dahilan natin, hindi, gusto ko lang i-try, hindi, gusto ko lang ganito, hindi, gusto ko mag-gusto ma-experience. Ang totoong reason kung bakit ka umalis ng bansa ay para kumita ng mas malaking pera. Kumikita ka man ng malaki sa Pilipinas. Kasi ako, I told myself, kaya kong kitain yung kinikita ko sa Hong Kong, yung kinikita ko sa Pilipinas. The only difference is, ang ginagawa ko lang siya for 5 hours sa Hong Kong, pero ginagawa ko siya buong araw sa Pilipinas.
Yes.
may hit mo yung amount. Pero, double yung effort.
So, pagod ka
pagod
talaga.
Pagod ka talaga. Parang Sunday commute lang.
Commute from one venue to another.
At alam mo naman ang traffic sa Pilipinas, di ba? Ewan ko ngayon.
Racket. Hirap.
Diba? So, nakakatuwa kasi magandang isipin natin na ang reason is, natin is pera. So, kailangan nating ayusin yung paghahawak natin ng pera. Diba? So, can you give me your 2 cents about how you handle your money?
Okay, if there's one thing na I will say about this na also hopefully may ma-pick up yung audience natin. I got lucky because I was educated about money at quite a young age. Nung nag-start ako mag-work as an OFW and earning money, noon din yung time na educated ako financially, which I think is, di ba, pagka OFW ka, meron kang dapat attend na meeting sa OWA ba yun? No. Sa may Ortigas? Di ba parang meron ko kailang attendan, something.
Pidos.
Yes, tapos kasi tuturuan ka nila, you shouldn't be late. Dapat ganito ka. Ganito. Ang daming sinasabi na dapat ganito ka, umarte ka.
Lalo na, bata ka pa noon. 19 years old ka pa lang noon.
Yeah, 19. Pero I think ang kulang na tinuturo ng PIDOS na dapat na matutunan natin is about financial education kasi ayaw mo masayang yung pinaghirapan mo sa wala. So for me, I got lucky na I learned about financial education. Pwede ko bang i-drop yung name?
Go ahead.
This is not a paid advertisement. I got lucky because I was able to listen to someone from IMG.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm familiar.
Yes, International Marketing Group. Narinig ko merong speaker noon na ano lang sa dinner table.
Sa Pilipinas ka pa or
Pilipinas? I just visited from Hong Kong. Bumibisita ako, umuwi ako, and then the friend introduced IMG. Kasi ang maganda sa IMG, they will teach you about financial education before they start offering you things, yung health insurances and all.
So, they have a free book now.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
They give the free book now.
So tinuro nila na dapat may emergency fund, learn to save but also invest, blah, blah, blah. So, tapos tinuro din nila na pag ikaw yung breadwinner, you have to protect yourself. So ginawa ko lahat yun. Nung nalaman ko yun, ora mismo, I got health insurances for both my parents. Kasi ako ngayon yung eldest. So sabi ko, ako rin yung magsasuffer. Kapag nasa matanda na sila and then they get sick. Kasi pagka may sakit yung family mo, milyones ang gastos, di ba? So sabi ko, yeah, exactly. So ang mangyayari sa akin, yung pinaghirapan ko, let's say 50 years old ako, tapos nagkasakit sila parents, lahat ng ipon ko, doon mapupunta. Kawawa naman ako. And I believe that we should, ngayon lang ko lang to natutunan, we should learn how to say no. Kasi just a few years ago, nagpapadala pa rin ako ng pera, pambayad ng, kasi I downpaid this house. Ako pa rin yung nagbabayad ng mortgage for years. So sabi ko, I'm already 30 plus. Wala akong ipon for myself. I have emergency fund for myself, but parang wala napupunta sa akin. Yeah, but nag-invest ako sa business. But still, Pwede bang akin na lang yung pera ko ngayon? Hindi ba pwede? Kasi no, I know it's time. So if you're listening, mga ka OFW, learn how to be selfish because hindi ka pwedeng parating yes nang yes nang yes. Because for more than a decade, I was always giving money. My siblings do not know about it, or I think they know na. I paid for their education. Not all the time. Kapag hirap kami, ako yung nagpapaaral. And then, nagbabayad din ng bahay, ganyan-ganyan. Mm. So, sabi ko, sige, okay lang, ganyan-ganyan. Pag ganun talaga eh. Wow. Di ba? Kulturang Pinoy. Yes. You have to help your family. Mahirap talaga yung buhay sa Philippines pagka hindi ka mayaman. So, but then, nag-invest din ako. So, important for anyone listening, help your family, but also save money for yourself.
Yes.
And save something to invest. And third, emergency fund. You always have to have emergency fund. Lalo na ngayon, tignan mo, biglang nagka-pandemic.
So three. So three sinabi mo. Yeah. So, learn to set up money, separate mm-hmm. money for investment, separate money for saving for you, mm-hmm. and separate money for emergency fund. That's what you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Meron kasi akong budgeting hindi tool, budgeting eklabu. Mm-hmm. It's I call it the OFW saving and spending.
Mm.
Ayun, parang alimutan ko tawag ko. Anyway, parang it's IF, EF, and HF. Investment fund, emergency fund, and happy fund. Right? The happy fund. So, these are all savings. Ito yung sinabi mo eh. Ang galing. Nakakalito na ako sa'yo. Alam mo, lahat na sinabi mo, nakakalito ako. Kasi panganib din ako. And then,
iba alam mo yan. Ako din nagpaalam. Iba ang mindset ng mga panganib.
Ako nagpaalam kapag ikaw lang babae. Mm-hmm. So, and then, I paid some or almost of all ng pinagkakautangan ng parents ko. Alam mo yun, sabi ko, instead of sasihin ko siya, ano ba yan? Utang ko ng utang. No. Hindi. Ito na lang. Bayaran natin. Let's clean slate and then let's start over. Sabi ko, it's just money. Parang ganun, right?
Yeah.
But nakakalita ko sa selfish na sa sinasabi mo. Kasi, learn how to be selfish. Technically, for me, you're selfish, but your intention is selfless.
Yes.
Right?
Thank you.
You're selfish kasi gusto mo for you. But you're selfish kasi nagtabi ka naman ng separate thing for them.
Yeah.
Right? Umbaga, paano ka makakapagbigay ng tulong sa iba kung wala ka?
Yeah. Also kasi, nung time na yon, sorry, can I just say something? Kasi na-realize ko, nagpapadali pa rin ako ng pera. Ilang taon nang nagtatrabaho yung mga kapatid ko.
Okay.
Kasi nag-graduate na sila, thank God, nakagraduate na sila, may work na rin sila. Pero nagpapadali pa rin ako ng pera, parang, why am I doing this? Parang tinuturuan ko silang maging reliant on other people.
Yes.
For their survival. Yes. So sabi ko, it's hard for me. I really felt so guilty nung tinigil ko magpadala ng pera. Sabi ko, shit, kawawa naman sila. I hope they will be fine. But they will be fine. Dumaan ako sa punto na ako yung walang pera.
Uh-huh.
So kapag nadaanan nila yun, di maganda. Parang di maganda na madaanan. Kasi nung wala akong pera noon, nag-part-time talaga ako sa Hong Kong. Nagturo ako ng English.
Mm.
So, para lang magkaroon ng extra na pera. So, I want them to learn that na sige, di pag nawala ng pera, di gawan mo ng paraan. Kasi, sa totoo lang, napaka-komportable ng buhay ng mga. Ako yung naghirap.
And it's fulfilling, right? I know. The feeling is very fulfilling. Right? Mm-hmm. Pero the thing is, parang, oh yes, fulfilling for me, pero after ano na? Paano ako? Parang ganoon, 'di ba? Paano na lang ako? 'Di ba? I mean, ano kung sinasabi like kung sinasabi to sa kapatid kong babae, sabi sa kanya, you know, my life started hindi definitely ah, hindi absolute. My life started when you told me nagagraduate ka na. Kasi tinanong ko siya eh, "Bakit magagraduate ka na ba? Bakit magagraduate ka na ba?" Sabi niya, parang may tinatanong ko siya, diretso ko siya. Kasi kung may problema ka sa studies mo, parang, tapos sabi mo sa akin, hindi pa. Okay, mag-prepare pa ako isa pang taon.
Yes.
Sabi niya yan.
And sabi ko, hug! I know the feeling, hug!
Kaya nakakaralate ako sa'yo eh. So sabi ko sa kanya, mag-graduate ka na ba? Sabi niya, oo kuya, mag-graduate na ako. Okay. And then I proposed to my then-girlfriend, now my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Alam mo yun? So parang, I started after nung parang, I said it as ito yung time na selfless pa ako. Mm-hmm. But then after, I will start my own. Baga, nag-umpisa ako, 29 na ako eh. 29 mm-hmm. na ako nag 29 kami kinasal ng asawa ko sa Hong Kong, and then 26 siya at that time. So, parang hindi mo masasabing late na 'yon kasi sa panahon ngayon, late naman talaga eh. Oh, pero parang yung thinking ko kasi na as that time, parang late na ako. Feeling ko lang. Pero
kasi
nung
mga
talaga.
Time na yun, ganun diba mas yung, maaga pa yung ano,
yung nag-aasawa yung mga tao, age. Diba? So, parang tatanungin ka ng magulang mo, kailan ba ako mag, alam yun, kailan ba bibigyan ng, yung mga ganun.
True.
So, pero, what I'm saying is, my life started when she graduated. Diba?
Yes.
Kumbaga, pero I'm preparing for me naman.
4 years. Parang kung mag-ik naman, may fam, magkaka-family ka na, true.
Diba? So, kaya nakakarelate ako sa sinasabi mo, absolutely everything about what you said, nakaka-relate ako, nakakatawa kasi ngayon lang natin napag-usapan 'to.
'Di ba alam mo 'yan?
Sa tagal natin magkakilala, hindi
natin kilala, hindi natin alam kasi hindi man tayo nag-usap ng mga ganito.
Oo nga eh, parang kinailangan pa ng technology, kinailangan pa ng pandemic para tayo magawa ng way to.
So,
thankful din ako sa nangyayari ngayon na marami ding opportunities for that. So, continue with what you're saying, go ahead and then you.
Ayun. So at so, sa 29, di ba? Parang 30, kasi sabi ko nga nagpapadala pa rin ako. And then I sent my brother, sabi ng kapatid ko, he wants to study Japanese language. So sabi ko, papadala kita sa Japan. Kung yan ang passion mo. My nephew! So yung pumasok, matambay. Anyway, hindi, maingay yun. So pinadala ko rin siya sa Japan. Alam mo, yun ang sabi ko, pag ako naging parent, susuportahan ko yung passion ng anak ko.
Yep.
Kasi I never experienced that for my parents. Kasi tingnan mo, ito yung passion ko. Pinilit nila ako mag-aral ng business. Alam mo bang, pinull out nila ako from my dance program just to go to business? In-enroll nila ako without my consent. Anyway, tingnan mo yung kinalabasan ko. Ito pa rin.
Yep.
Ganito pa rin. Performer pa rin. So sabi ko, kung ano yung passion ng mga kapatid ko, dadalhin ko, pag-aralin ko sila. So pinag-aral ko siya sa Japan. Alam mo, nagbunga siya ngayon kasi lahat kami affected ng pandemic. Siya yung nagbubuhay sa amin ngayon. Kasi he's now a translator, a Japanese
company.
Malaking kita niya. So sabi ko, thankfully, natulungan ko siya sa dream niya na yun. At nakakatulong siya sa amin ngayon.
Kasi nakakatawa kasi, galing ako sa BPO industry, nag-call center ako. I waited 2 years and 7 months. Okay? It's just a short story. That's why I appreciate my dance career sa Disney so much. Kasi I auditioned 5 times and on the 5th time, I got in. I mean, I passed all of it. Kumbaga, lahat nakapasok sa finals.
Finals.
Yes. Tawag natin finals, no? Correct. Ayun ko ba't finals tawag daw. Pero nakapasok ka sa finals, lagi. Kumbaga, lagi yung sasabihin, wait for the call. Tawag ganyan, ganyan.
Correct.
In 2 weeks, maybe 2 weeks or 3 years. Maybe 2 weeks or 3 years. Wait for that call. 2 years and 7 months I've waited. And then finally, natawagan na ako, nakapunta na ako. Parang na-appreciate ko siya more. Diba? Na parang, I worked hard for this and gagawin ko talaga lahat para ma alam yon maging magbunga yung audition na yung dance career mo doon kasi dream ko talaga magpunta sa Disneyland eh. Kumbaga, isa yon sa check ko, yun yung second goal ko, alam mo yon, yung second tier goal. Yes. Ko is to Disneyland, and then the third is to, for me, is to help other people. Help OFWs. Yes. Come home through entrepreneurship, which is why
you created this
podcast.
Thank you, Kuya. It's really a good idea.
Yeah, right. So when it comes to handling money, I know you save, right, for yourself, and then you have emergency fund, and then you help other people. You help your family to two ways. You help them by giving. And then you help them by not giving as well.
Yes. Diba? Importante.
Yeah. So, I know what you said, na you're being selfish now, but on a selfless reason.
Yes.
Right?
For good reasons.
Yeah. So, parang, that's a lesson na makukuha natin sa
I think importante yun na malaman. Yep. ng mga listeners mo. Kasi, madali... malaki ang puso ng mga Pinoy. Bigay ng bigay. Wala nang natitira. Totoo. So, learn how to be selfish. Hayaan yung matutong magdusa, hindi na magdusa, makaranas ng paghihirap. Kasi kung kayo nga, kung tayo ang OFW, naranasan natin maghirap, walang pera, puro utang, pero na-survive natin yun, sila pa kaya? Diba? Kasi kung hindi natin bibigyan yung experience niya, they will never grow. They will never realize their potential to actually solve their own problems. Yes. So,
yun. It doesn't matter kung ano pang klaseng OFW, right? Malaking sweldo, maliit na sweldo, mababang sweldo, minimum wage. Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how much money it comes in. What matters is how much money you save and invest for your future. Mm-hmm. Diba? So, yun yung mga tinuturo sa, ano, sa
IMG. Yes.
Right? I've attended, you know, my concept sa mga opportunities, right? So, ang opportunity, sabi nila, opportunity knocks once in a lifetime, right? For me, it's not. Opportunities are there and the doors are already open.
Mm.
It's already open. You don't have to actually knock. Diba sabi niya, when opportunity knocks, open the door, ganyan. Hindi. The opportunity, for me, itong concept ko, all the opportunities are already open. The doors are already open. Door 1, door 2, door 3, door 4, door 5. It's already open. The thing is, you're not ready to come in.
Yes.
Right? So, hindi yung opportunity yung wala, kaya hindi ka mag-uumpisa. The opportunity is there, but you're just not ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, wait. Ang ganda na segue, di ba? Yung pala yun. My segue is, how did you overcome the fear of getting into one door or two doors or all the doors that the opportunity opened for you? Kasi di ba, yun yung mahirap eh. Sabi nila, the hardest thing to do is to start.
Okay.
And usually, because... fear yun. Hindrance mo. So how did you overcome that fear?
Confidence.
Anything in your life. Yeah.
ano talaga? May built-in system kasi ako na matibay sa loob. Hindi ko alam kung paano ko siya nakuha, bakit ko siya nakuha. May siguro genes, genetic, hindi ko alam.
Panganay.
Panganay. Yes, let's say. Meron, siguro kasi I was very religious. Although hindi na siya obvious ngayon. Pero I was very religious when I was younger.
Mm.
So, siguro maling psychology to. Pero sabi ko noon, I am God's favorite. I am highly favored. Yes. Kasi lahat nung nasa iniisip ko, nangyayari siya eh. Nagkakatotoo siya one way or another. Mm. So sabi ko, oh my God, I'm God's favorite. Diba? Favorite.
You have to think of it that way. Yes. Sabi ko sa anak ko. Thank you for talaga. That. Sabi ko sa anak ko yan.
Yeah. Yun talaga yung built-in system ko yun, bata pa lang ako. So, na-carry out ko siya. So, sabi ko, kaya rin matapang yung loob ko na pumasok sa mga risky, like, tinry ko mag-singing. At diba, ang daming kong criticisms. Lahat na ng harsh criticisms narinig ko yan. So, but anyway, I pushed through. Yung built-in system ko, it always kicks in. Tapos, yung kahit sa business, sabi ko, mawawala yung mga inipon ko. Pero nasa isip ko parati, I will always gain it back. I will always have the opportunity to start over again. I will always work. Hindi ako ever mawawala ng trabaho.
Mm.
Yun talaga yung iniisip ko. At I can gain the lost money again. But then, if I succeed, wonderful. Yeah.
Exponential yung growth.
Yes, exponential growth. So yun talaga, I think yung built-in system. I think if you want to start as an entrepreneur or not even entrepreneur, as a person, I think you have to have a built-in system.
Wow.
Na hindi mawawala sa'yo. Dapat malakas yung, everything is in the mind, diba? Yung sabi niya. And I think, I would like to think that I have a strong mental strength, power. Yes. So yun talaga. Doon ko hinuhugot lahat kasi kung if you will look at me, I'm petite, I'm very small. Target parating ng mga magnanakaw kasi liit ko, 'di ba? So ayan. Pero my mental strength is very strong.
Wow, ang ganda niyan. 'Di ba? Kung talaga, if you're going to take anything from this conversation, that would be it.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, that's our yun yung parang highlight nito ng conversation.
Yun yung
matuwa kasi when I started with financial education, by the way, it's late 2015 I started with it, and then ang konsepto is you have to start with you.
Yes.
With you, di ba? So yun yung technically sinabi mo, parang kung sasabak ka sa gera, you have to train.
Mm.
Right? You have to train. Hindi yung, bahala na.
Yeah.
Kumbaga, when you say religious, you know, there's a year in my life na nagsimba ako araw-araw.
Wow.
Araw-araw. Yeah. So, I'm not saying I'm an expert sa Bible, but I read the Bible every day at that time. Parang, alam mo yun, kumbaga, and then I discovered na paulit-ulit pala yun. yung buong taon ng simba is paulit-ulit pala yun.
Maga, yun lang yun, ano?
Yun pala yun.
Iba-ibang pari lang at simba.
Iba-ibang message, iba-ibang sermons, but the thing is, it's the same message, it's the same stories na we learn from it, right? So parang nangyari sa foundation mo is yourself, right? Yes. And your relationship with the Lord, maga. Maga, I'm a Catholic, but I go to Christian church.
Mm-hmm.
But I consider myself in paper as Catholic. But the thing is, I go to a Christian church, but I don't really think of myself as Christian. Right? But what I'm saying is, I have a good for me. I have a good relationship with the Lord. Nakakatawa yung sinabi mo talaga yun. I'm God's favorite.
Na, ang galing yun, yun talaga yun. Ewan ko ba bakit yun? Basta yun yung...
Ang galing naman nung pundasyon.
Yun yung ano.
So, everything you can do because I'm God's favorite. Diba?
Yeah. Parating akong backed up ni God.
Diba? Diba? Ang galing nun. So, sabihin, nag-umpisa ka sa sarili mo, yung pundasyon mo ang inumpisahan mo before you go to...
it's here.
Yeah. Diba nga, we started and we failed. Right? But the thing is, what I've learned is, sa buhay ko, hindi kami mayaman. Okay? So, hindi kami mayaman. There was never a time na we okay kami. Alam niyo yan, yung sabi mo, ups and downs yung sa inyo, right? Meron kami time na comfortable yung finances nyo, and may time na hindi. But the thing is, for us, it's all uncomfortable.
Wow, yung training mo, lala.
So, diba? But the thing is, it's your strength, right? So, parang, yung mga nangyari sa'yo, you can consider it yourself, that dati, nahihiya kang sabihin. Nakakahiya, no? Parang, mahirap. Nakakahiyang sabihin, jologs. Yun, para sa akin, I don't care. Salatang sabihin. Yes. Because those are my strengths.
Yes.
And now, I can tell those stories kasi I consider it now as my strength. Before, ayaw mong ikwento kasi you consider it as your weakness.
Oh, nakakahiya.
Now, right, dahil sa iyong pundasyon, now, these are strengths. So, ang thinking namin is, what if we fail? So what? We can start all over again. Of course, you cry about it. Alam mo, umiyak talaga, nakakaiyak talaga mag-fail. Diba? Masakit talaga yon. But the thing is, you only fail when you stop.
Yes.
Right? Na parang...
And I know that you're going to succeed.
Na, come on. Come on. Because I'm God's favorite. Nako. Gagayarin na kita. Gagayarin na kita. So, let's be very specific now. Right? So, ano ngayon yung binilt mong business for yourself, for you to grow? Baga, give me a specific timeline at paano siya napunta and then moving forward, what's the plan?
Okay. I've always loved real estate kasi ngayon yung kinalakihan ko. So, umpisa, ano lang ako, kunwari meron akong na-save na money. Kasi I also love traveling. So, when I travel, I make sure I allot a time to meet up with the locals. Tapos sasabihin ko, Kuya, Ate, Manong, meron po ba kayong alam na nabibenta ng lupa dito? So, kunwari, pag nasa Boracay ako or Palawan, pagka yung, alam mo yung lazy hours, yung tanghaling tapat, makipag-chikahan. I love making chika with the locals. So, ano, Ate, may alam po ba kayo na ano dito, lupa na binibenta, ganyan-ganyan.
Ang gandang
tip yan, ha? As in, I always do that. Ma'am, meron po. Siyempre, na-excite niyan kasi they also want business. Meron po akong kilala, ganyan, punta tayo. Sige, sabi ko, sige po, Ate, punta tayo. So, mag-hire ako ng tricycle and lahat ng mga lupang alam niya, pupuntahan namin. So, buong hapon yun. And then, I will make a list, pipicturan ko, inquire ako kung magkano, ganyan. Tapos, kapag natibuhan ko siya, tsaka kaya ng budget ko. Kasi hindi naman malaki yung sweldo. Everybody think ang laki ng sweldo natin. Pero, yes. Sa totoo lang, hirap din.
Nope. Ang taas ng standard of living.
Diba? Totoo. So yung iniipon ko, pagka natipuhan ko yung property within the budget, kakausapin ko yung owner, tapos magpa-process kami. Yun yung isa sa mga technique ko. So naka-invest ako sa Boracay and Tagaytay ng lupa. Pero hindi pa siya, pero nag-click sa utak ko na, oh my gosh, I own two properties na hindi naman kumikita ng pera. It's just sitting yep. there. So sabi ko, okay, it's time to have a passive income, to create something that will have passive income. So nung na-idol ako, kasi after nung Miss Saigon 2014, it finished 2016, 1 year akong walang work. Sabi ko,
oh, by the way, she was in Miss Saigon. just so you know.
Yes!
We didn't talk about
isa sa
that.
Mga maswerteng. Wag na. Okay. Yeah. So, nung 2016, nag-finish yung Saigon, ay 1 year akong idol. Sabi ko, okay, it's time to build my other dreams. Kasi, first, my first love talaga is performing. Kaya, feeling ko kung naka-focus ako sa business, malayo na yung narating ko. Pero divided yung priority ko eh. Mm-hmm. Parating performing and then business. Parating perform. It's a both selfish pursuit. To be a performer is very selfish. Ang daming kailangan i-improve parate. And then business as well. It demands a lot of time and focus. So, noong 2016, walang work. Nag-focus. Ang taray ko mag-focus dun. Sabi ko, what can I do? So, I contacted my dad. Tapos, marami kasi siyang, since nga, hindi niya inaalagaan. Since mga properties niya na hindi inaalagaan, hindi kami nangingialam nun eh. Ayaw niya rin kasi nagpapakialaman namin. So, anyway, kinontak ko siya. I reached out, sabi ko, Dad, yung property mo sa Baguio, nabubulok na. Anong balak mong gawin dyan? Sayang naman. So for the first time, nag-agree siya na. Sige.
Okay.
If you want to fix it, sure, you can have the income. So, nag-invest ako doon. Makita ko ng Baguio, inayos ko siya. Grabe yung problema doon. At hanggang ngayon, under renovation siya. Matagal pa yan under renovation kasi wala naman akong budget eh. Uh-huh. Small time tayo. So, yung kinikita niya.
Everything starts small. Yeah.
Yeah. Yung kinikita niya, pumupunta sa renovation. Or ngayong pandemic, pag may kita siya, yun yung tumutulong sa family din namin. Mm-hmm. Magbayad ng ganito, ganyan. Anyway, so, pumayag siya. So, doon ako natuto ng mga bagay na, okay, it's not that easy. Yung kasi, yeah. meron kasi akong yung utak ko na naman, I can do this. Yes, you can do it, but it's very hard. Anyway, yes. So nag-renovation. Ako, hands-on lahat. Accounting, gastos, managing people, pintura. Ako na yung pintura. So, although nagkumikita na siya ng pera, yung ibang units niya open na. Kasi parang 12 units total siya. Tatlo yung functioning na pinapa B&B namin parang noon. Mm. And then merong tatlo na rental. Yun yung buong buhay sa amin ngayon, rental.
Meaning long-term rental, right? Like years?
Yes, may long-term. Okay. Mm-hmm. May long-term rental para kung off-season sa Baguio, at least merong onting perang pumapasok. Yep. So yun yung pera. So ang problema noon, it's a very problematic property kasi meron siyang back payments sa tax na hindi pa tapos. So nasa 100, almost 200,000 pesos yung problem yung back. Mm-hmm. Yes. So nagbigay ako ng pera to na a certain amount of money para mamasabi lang sa munisipyo na okay, we're serious. We want to pay this. Hindi kami pasaway. Kasi there's an effort to pay. Kasi like I said, bagong breed ng Lisondra. This is what we want to show. Kasi si Daddy. Anyway, I don't want to badmouth my own.
It's not his fault.
But it's not
everything
his fault.
Is your fault.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. It happens. Right. So to show goodwill. So yeah. Anyway, so nung kumikita na yung thank God naman yung kumikita na yung Baguio VIP. That's the name Baguio VIP. Kumikita na siya paunti-unti. More of masa yung target kasi. I will show you the pictures later. Hindi naman siya yung tipong Airbnb na yung mga bagong facilities.
Hindi siya high-end, kumbaga.
Hindi siya high-end. Kasi,
masa siya.
Yes, wood. Made of wood. Ang maganda yung house. Kailang nabayaan. But anyway, tinatry namin na ayusin siya.
Yep.
So that we can cater. And then, pagka nakaangat-angat, high-end natin kung kaya or
some apartments are high-end and then parang ano, you hit every level, di ba?
True, yes. Maganda
lahat
rin.
Ng
so,
care.
Yeah, so dun, yun yung naging baby project ko siya.
Alam ko mahirap yan. Okay, I feel you. Sabi ng mga ibang tao, I understand, di ba? Pag may problema ibang tao, sabi, I understand, right? Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you don't, unless you've gone through with it.
If you've done the same.
Right, yes. So don't, my advice sa ating mga kaibigan, pagka may mga kaibigan tayong may problema, tapos sabihin natin, I understand, they know that you don't, it will backfire. It doesn't help. Yeah. I understand doesn't help. But the thing is, mm-hmm. I've gone through with it, with a business, and I understand. You know what I mean? It feels better if you hear it from someone na gone through with it, right? Yes. Na dugo pawis. Ano ngayon yung pinakamahirap? And I know yung pinakamahirap na part na yon ang pinakamay lesson.
Pinakamahirap ngayon.
Sorry, pumipiga ako ng lesson sa'yo.
Okay lang. It's been one of my causes of anxiety. But anyway, kasi nga I'm trying to fix the family problem. Because yeah. I also invested in a memorial park sa kasi ito yung napabayaan din because basta for some reason.
Baga, binubuhay mo lahat na wala
yes. pa. Yeah. Yeah. So 40% ownership yung akin doon sa Memorial Park and mm-hmm. and maraming problema, problematic yung papel mm-hmm. and the whole situation. That nagkatingkatira na ako na makalipad na sa Surigao because alam mo, wala naman akong work as a performer, matagal pa mag-open ang theater. So I take that as a blessing to actually work on my other dreams because this is also a very big dream of mine. So it's my time to focus on this. So gusto kong ayusin, I want to learn business administration, actual sa office, not theory. I want to solve the papers, yung problema, licensing, blah, 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 and knowing how to talk to people. And then I will take this as my baby project and as my schooling. Yun yung sakit ng ulo ko ngayon, yung paano ba magiging legal at maayos. Uh-huh. Paperwork.
So yun yung problem mo. You're actually scratching your itch, di ba? Yung problema mo sa mga properties before, yun na ngayon yung gusto mong maayos ngayon. So you're focusing on that.
I will learn so much after pag na-solve ko
to. So what you're saying is the ultimate, again, sakit ng ulo mo or problem mo ngayon, nahihirapan ka, is yung the legal part of it, the problems and the papers. Baga, we don't have to dwell into the specifics, pero I understand what you're saying na complicated yung paperworks.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we started in Hong Kong.
Kasi ano siya.
Complicated yung paperworks. Mm-hmm. Diba? But then,
yun
ang gusto mong i-focus ngayon, and the lesson right now is, baga, the hardest part of your journey is actually the
paperwork talaga. It's really
part
very hard.
Of your the lesson, di ba?
Yes. Kasi, ang realize, yung Memorial Park kasi, and it's an ambitious project. Mm-hmm. Maraming legalities, ang daming kailangan, engineering works, kailangan yung drainage, di ba alam mo yan, drainage, building plan, road plan, lahat yung kailangan.
Sabi, no?
Yeah, lahat. Dapat yun, alamin ko lahat. What do I know? Puro papapakit lang alam ko. So sabi ko, alam mo, pag pumunta ako ng Surigao, I will be a different person, a different aura. As in, iron fist ako pag nandun kasi they won't take me seriously. Pagka nandun ako, dahil ako
sino ba ito?
Tumalit na babaeng to. I will be a different person. But, sabi ko sa sarili ko, my bigger goal is kapag natutunan ko tong pinakamahihirap na bagay na to, I will apply it to another project na my dream project. I want to have my own memorial park, which I have 100% ownership of. Kasi kapag 40% ka lang, tapos babae ka pa, na maliit,
those are your
really
strengths.
I want it to be.
Come on. Yung anak ko, sabi ko sa kanya, you have to be proud because women, ladies, girls are stronger than men. Yun ang message ko sa kanya. You know why? You know why I listen to your mom? Yeah, because women are stronger than men. Yun ang sabi sa kanya. But of course, it will be the same message sa anak kong laki.
Men are strong. Yes. Right? Men are strong, but your sister is stronger.
Because I'm hiwala yung parents ko, and I grew up with my mom, and she's my mom and my dad. Right?
Yes, so, strong talaga ang mga babae.
Para sa akin ang sabi, oh ano bang wala kang father figure, etc. talaga ang sinasabi lang yun. Parang ako naman, meron.
Mm.
I have a father figure. Right? Is baga ang normal sa ibang tao is meron silang mom and dad. Right? Hello?
Mm-hmm. Hello, I'm here. No, I can hear you.
Baga, meron silang mom and dad, right? But the thing is, ang normal sa akin is meron akong mom. And she's also my dad.
Yes.
That's my normal. Maga, your normal is yours. My normal is this. Right? So what's the difference? Para sa akin, I take it as my strength. I take it as medyo ano ko sa feminine side. I'm in tune with my feminine side. Hindi mo matatanong, mas marami akong kaibigan na babae.
Yeah.
Mas marami akong kaibigan na babae kaysa sa lalaki.
Mm-mm.
So, parang, naisip ko lang yun. Parang ano lang sa akin siya ngayon sa mga sinasabi mo. But then, go ahead. Memorial plans. Ang last doon ah. Grabe.
Yun.
Alam mo ba, naging civil torero ako? Naging
no
caretaker.
No
way! Come on. You haven't heard the half.
Oh my God.
But anyway, Manila Memorial Park, isa kaming caretaker.
Wow, kami yun ang biggest memorial park in the Philippines.
Yung puntod, nagpaint ako doon.
Oh my gosh.
Nagugupit. Anyway, what I'm saying is, naging civil torero ako. And when I say mahirap yun, parang, come on, you want to have your own memorial park? Parang ako yung thinking ko, come on! That's huge!
Ambitious. Yeah. Ambitious tayo eh.
Yeah, babay tayo sa umpisa.
Because I know that gaano mang kahirap, iyak, mawala ng pera, heartbroken, I can do it. I just know it. I just know I can do it.
Come on. Because you're God's favorite. Oh, I'll be using that. Raise the roof.
Yun.
Go
so
ahead.
Excited
no,
ako doon.
So sana, I want to hear the specifics of your businesses. And this is your mm-hmm. time now. Your time to share the specifics of your business. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, same sure. Same okay. Plug.
I give you the floor.
Okay. All right. Hello, mga KFWpreneurs. Here is my business na hopefully will inspire you. Ito po ang Baguio VIP. Accommodation po siya sa Baguio. Ayan po.
Wow.
May kitchen siya. I make sure maganda kasi yung, di ba pag nagbabakasyon, may kusina.
Yes.
Para makatipid, makapagluto ka. Ayan, yung isa sa unit. Rooms. Ako po yung nagkabit ng wallpaper at nag-shopping ng bedsheet niyan sa may ano po. Dugot pawis po yan. Anyway, yan po. Baguio VIP. Papakita ko po sa inyo yung link later. Anyway, kung pangarap nyo po magkaroon ng something like this, hindi po siya imposible, but it's going to be a lot of work. First and foremost, maganda sana if you're from the province, please take advantage. I believe that the future of business in the Philippines is in the province. Mahirap na po talaga sa Manila. It's not impossible, but I believe that the money is in the province, lalo na kung kayo yung magdadala doon. So, kung taga-probinsya kayo, you're very lucky. Meron na kayong step in.
Can I see the facade? The facade? Yeah.
Ano po? Ano yun?
Yung facade ng property. There you go.
Here. Yeah. Hindi ko na picture ng iba pa kasi ano renovation.
Can I ask the specifics? Ilang rooms? And how many for transient? How many for B&B? And how many for long term?
Yeah, so itong nakikita ba yung cursor? Itong nasa baba, this is unit 6. Meron siyang 2 rooms, but it can house up to 1, 2, 3, 4. Mm-hmm. 6 people, 6 to 8 people. So it's good for family.
6 to 8,
for,
wow.
Yeah, it's good for barkada because meron siyang sofa bed.
At 2 rooms with a living room.
With living room. Malaki siya. It's a,
and then,
ito,
and then you can stay sa living room.
Okay. Yeah, ito yung 2 rooms niya. Dalawa yung kama niya, hindi lang ma-capture sa photo ito. Mm-hmm. So, yun yung second room.
Okay.
This is a different unit. This is, I think, unit 11 ba to? 2 bedrooms din siya. So, it can also house up to this. But this is smaller. So, 4
pwede mo lagyan ang papag sa harapan tapos dyan ka matulog din?
Pwede. Why not? Lalo na sa Baguio, malamig.
Yes.
Ito naman is unit 8. I think it's unit 8.
Very cozy. Very homey yung feel niya.
Iba yung kasing feel yung ino-offer niya. So, yun. Ito yung kitchen ng unit 6. It's quite huge. So, ang dami pong problema, but it's good to okay na mag-stay ngayon.
How do we get in contact with it? For example, I'm an interested renter or maybe either short term or long term. I'm interested. So
meron.
Go ahead.
Meron kaming tao doon. We have a personal there. So you can just go there. But I suggest to ito rin payo ko lang sa mga magiging OFWpreneur. Always put your business online. At ikaw yung lalo na kung small time ka because naging issue siya sa amin before dahil nga napabayaan siya. Lahat ng mga umaakyat at nagta-transient, hindi nakakaabot sa amin yung record. So, the money only goes to certain people and not to the owners. So, basically, nananakawan ka. So, we are so lucky that we're in a digital age where you can have an online business. So, yung mga taong aakyat sa lugar mo o pupunta sa lugar mo, they will book through you. And you will know for sure na sa record mo, dadaan sila sa'yo. Na alam mo na may booking ka at may perang darating sa'yo. Yes. So always put your business online. It's risky because syempre may mga criticism yan kapag hindi maganda. But then again, yun naman dapat yung aim natin, di ba? Clean, maayos. Anyway, my point is, put it online kapag nasa accommodation ka at wala ka physically there para sa'yo pupunta yung booking. So take that advice, please. Okay, so meron kaming...
So I'm going to book. How do I book?
We have Baguio VIP. This is our page. Oh, I got a missed call. We got this. This is our logo. I just made it. It's a free logo maker. Gotta be smart when you're a small time business owner. Ito yung cover niya. Anyway, you've seen those photos. So yun, we had a good number of people who have stayed in our place who left.
So you book online through the Facebook page.
Yes. Yeah. Through the Facebook page. No, it's for free. You can just put a page.
I mean, where do you pay?
Ano na ngayon? At first I doubted this system, pero ganito pala yung system talaga. You would just tell people to send you the money, down payment. Kalahate. So through BPI or whatever transfer, Cebu, Cebuana, or Palawan. Yeah. So
the purpose of the page is to contact you. Check yung mga rooms, etc.
Yes.
And then they will actually talk to you.
Yes, yes, yes. Alam mo yun, DM na lang or whatever. You can call kasi may number naman siya. Yes, meron siyang number. Somewhere there. So, then mag-usap kayo ng booking mo, when, how many people, and then, kasi per person ang ano namin, ang booking namin. So, 500 pesos per person. And then, mag-down pay ng kalahati, bayad sa amin. And then, yung kalahati, you can pay whole or half, pero yung kalahati, yung the rest, full payment sa personnel doon.
Cash.
Doon na sa Baguio mismo. That also helps sa gastusin doon sa Baguio so that pambayad electricity, water, ganyan, personnel.
Can we pay through credit card?
Not yet. In the future, hopefully, magawa namin yun. Kaya lang setback ngayon dahil sa COVID, hindi namin siya
The reason why I ask because ang nangyayari ngayon is cashless. Alam mo yun, sa pagka-grab food ka, sabi nila, pipicturean yung ano, hindi hakawakan yung binibigay na food, ganyan-ganyan. So, it's a good thing na we familiarize with how to follow the alam mo yun, walang cash, yung the cashless transaction.
Yes.
So, maybe that's a good advice as well for everyone who wants to start this.
Yes.
Dahil na nangyari, alam mo yun, blessing and a curse na meron tayong pandemic ngayon na natututo tayo ngayon na how to adjust to the situation. Diba?
Yes.
So, you have to prepare a cashless transaction, cashless na, process. Yes.
Na dati pa lang dapat ginagawa na natin. Dati pa lang.
Alam mo yun? But ngayon, we're forced to.
Yes, but now we're forced to do it and we have to do it.
Yep.
Yeah, anyway, if you're into tourism business, alam ko may iba tayong friends sa Hong Kong, they also have B&Bs and they have resorts.
Yeah.
I advise you to go to the Department of meron silang update about the future of tourism in the Philippines. Yun yung fina-follow ko. I will leave you there. Department of Tourism.
Okay, so pagka ang mga B&Bs nila is sa mga tourist spots, you have to contact the Department of Tourism.
No, they don't have to, but for me, I advise them to no, you can't see, I stopped sharing. Hold on. I will share it again. Share. So, I advise to our OFWpreneurs or friends, kahit sino pa man na mayroong properties sa Philippines na nan-disrupt dahil sa COVID, check out Department of Tourism Philippines Facebook page kasi doon ka nila i-guide. Actually, today I will watch this one. Meron silang
seminar. So they help you. Okay.
Yes, meron silang seminar about here, ito yung guidelines defining new normal for accommodation establishments. So you have to watch out for those. Ito may learning digital as the new normal. Meron sila yung ito yung sa 12 o'clock today. Meron sila yung kung paano mo malililis. Ito, infection prevention, clean disinfection, hygiene, tourism.
That's so, a need. Hindi advice, it's a need.
Yeah, it is a need. So, dun sa mga kapwa natin na may business na ganito, if you're not following it, I don't know what you're doing, but you have to follow this. Ito yung pina-follow ko na guideline so that pag nag-open na ulit, pwede nang mag-visit. Ito na yung... Because cleanliness and hygiene ngayon is considered an amenity. Hindi na siya standard lang. It's part of your amenity as an owner. So, please...
Actually, yung tinitingnan ko, pag BNB ako, nakapoint ako dun sa cleanliness. Cleanliness, naglilinis ba? Ganito, alam mo yun?
Yes. Especially now. Kung dati, concern natin yan, mas itong priority na siya ngayon. Yun. So that's one of my advice.
Thank you for that. Okay. Now, looking forward. So, what's the plan?
My plan right now?
Yeah. Anything else?
I wanna share. Go ahead. If I can share, the memorial park because I want to flex it. my future plan is to go to Surigao.
Ah, there you go.
Oh my god, here we go. Ayan, because my future plan. No, this is Baguio. Sorry, my future plan is to go to Surigao.
And you haven't flexed the folder.
Oh shoot. Okay. Ano ba nagpractice tayo nito kanina? Okay, there you go. So, flex ko lang siya because for marketing. Ito po. It used to be called St. John Memorial Park. Yun po yung pangalan ng mga memorial
park. So it is inside Surigao. When you talk about Surigao, this is it?
Ah, yes. This is the memorial park. It used to be called St. John Memorial Park, but I'm changing the name kasi hindi na siya available yung St. John. Because I ako rin yung nag-process ng business permit under my name na. So I'm gonna change the Memorial Park's name as well. Hindi lang ma-follow up kasi nga naka-COVID, tas wala ako. Yeah, awesome. So now
you have to really go there, right, to do it.
I have to. If you want to have a business, you have to be there at least 6 months. And I'm taking advantage kasi wala akong work. I'm sure matagal-tagal akong walang work, so I'm gonna go to Surigao. So ito
once
yung
you can travel, right?
Property. Yes. This picture was taken 2017. Ngayon nag-develop na siya. Wala lang akong updated picture. In yung office, this white one is the office to the Memorial Park. Yung hill, itong front na to is part of the property already. It's a 4-hectare land. Yung front niya ay magiging commercial. So, you can build houses or whatever. Commercial.
Oh, developer ka na. that's the way.
Yes. So, that's the office.
That develops land. Tao rin siya. I mean, kumbaga solopreneur. Kumbaga, siya lang yung gumagawa. So, might as well.
Wow.
Kung same kayo eh, hindi naman siya big company pa. I'll connect you with him.
Thank you.
You can, yun yung ginagawa niya eh. So,
yeah, thank you
so much. Meron siyang ginagawang developed na foreclosed property sa Capas Tarlac. So,
nice. Tarlac, malapit sa Baguio. Ayan yung office. Ayan, pataas, going up, yun yung
magiging lake memorial. Lake ba yan?
No, it's not a lake. Talagang may tubig lang. Hindi pa kasi siya developed.
Okay. Ganda kung may lake.
Ayan. Diba? Pwede. Sa landscaping, ayun, dinidevelop pa lang yung lupa. So, it's imagine it's so beautiful coming from below, from the foothill. Paakyat, makita mo yung mga tombstone, ganyan.
Wow.
So, it's a 4-hectare land. Yun yung project ko ngayon. I want to flex the marketing para kumita ng pera. And then yung pera na yun, it will help us develop. And then hopefully for me, kapag iipunin ko yun, kikitain ko dito. And then I want to pursue my own project.
Okay, so, but you're marketing this as a memorial park, right?
Yes. Okay. But also may commercial din siya. But, kasi, I love Loyola Memorial.
When you say commercial, meaning, at sa labas mayong mga
commercial businesses. Yes, yung nasa baba, yeah, businesses or pwedeng residential. So,
pag bibisita ka, may mabibilang ka ng pagkain.
Yes, oo, mismo. Ang ganda, 'di ba? Perfect.
Parang building na parang na yeah. Ito yung mga ano everything else that you need and maybe
yes. Tapos nasa likod ito yung hill, ito na yung cemetery
wow,
mismo.
That's awesome.
Tatayuan siya ng chapel niya ganyan can, ganyan.
Awesome.
So yon so I can't wait to go to Sirigao kasi my presence is needed there. Dami nga asikasuhin and also I want to learn. Also, how can I call myself a business owner? Wala ako.
Yeah.
So, it's my time to
ang galing.
So yon.
You have to you can't help but be inspired sa mga ginagawa mo.
Yes.
Everyone listening, guys. It doesn't matter kung mabae, maliit, petite, whatever, wherever you are. What matters is you're not stopping. Even yes. even the pandemic is not stopping this little
no.
lady.
No, katingkatin na ako lumalis.
Awesome.
Thank you, Kuya.
Tapos pa sila.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So that will be it for our session for today. Our conversation.
Yes. I hope that they learn something.
Yes.
Can I just recap?
Yeah, go ahead. What's your message to our OFW preneurs?
Message. Okay. Because I really want recap. I want to help our OFW preneurs, lalo na nung napanood ko yung Sunday Beauty Queen. Naiyak talaga. Alam mo, hindi ko siya, actually, hindi ko pa siya natatapos kasi iyak ako ng iyak. Kasi I alam ko na mas madali, naging madali yung buhay ko sa Hong Kong compared dun sa napanood ko. But iyak ako ng iyak. Because as an eldest nga, ako yung nag-provide and I know how difficult it was for me. Please take care of yourselves, OFW. Learn how to be selfish. Unahin nyo rin yung sarili nyo paminsan-minsan. Huwag nyo sanayin yung pamilya nyo sa labas na maging hawa yung buhay. Kasi tapos kayo naghihirap. You're not teaching them how to learn how to solve their problems. Second, please save up. Educate yourselves. Kung ayaw nyong sumali sa mga IMG or health insurances, whatever, na ganyan, just read or listen to this podcast. Follow him. Learn how to save, how to invest, and then how to invest and create your emergency fund. Very important yung emergency fund. What else can I say? Have a built-in system. Nagsa-start lahat sa utak. Hindi yung, it doesn't matter kung may 10 million pesos ka pero wala kang utak na matibay. It's not going to happen. And keep on dreaming.
Be ambitious.
Yes, be ambitious. But not everyone's ambitious, so baka ma-mislead sila. If you want to improve your life, then do something.
Yeah. Act on it, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. And that's wala na akong masabi pa. I don't have to add anything sa sinabi ni Miss. Nako, Miss. Alam mo yung ano ano sa mga palabas. Alam mo yung pagka umangat ka ng chair, mga second chair ka na, third chair ka na, baga, ikaw yung huling-huling sasabihin, tapos nakalagay, and Miss.
Oh, I cannot. And Miss.
Ella Alessandra. Cast of characters.
Oh, my goodness. Yung lawyer, nakahiwalay.
Diba, nakahiwalay ka na. And that's about it. Sumubay kayo sa next na ating podcast session. And Miss Ella, thank you so much for giving.
Wait, hold on. Can I kindly just say something quickly?
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Sorry. If you can please, just because a lot of my fellow artists, marami po sa aming OFW ang mga performer na wala ng trabaho.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope that I realized this today and I really want to say this. Matagal ko na siyang nasa dibdib, but and we're always embarrassed to publish ourselves na ibenta yung sarili natin bilang mga performers na hiya tayong mag-ask for follows and likes. I feel like this is the right time to support our fellow artists. Please follow their Facebook, their Instagram, their work. Please show your love and care because we need it the most right now. So it's not about us being so self-absorbed. Eh, kami yung business namin, mukha namin yung puhunan namin. So if you always see our presence on your social media, please show us your love and support. So yun lang, nadagdag ko rin because that's also a business, diba?
Yes.
So there's no shame. Let's remove the taboo of performers. So support our endeavors, especially at this crisis because we're really struggling. That will mean the world to us.
Yeah, baga ang na-hit talaga sobra is yung mga parang freelancers.
Musicians, artists,
yeah.
Yes.
And baga, everybody has their own problems, but the thing is, alike, a share, yeah. a subscribe.
Yeah, will mean great. So much. For industry that will be revived.
Yes.
The last.
And siya yung entertainment mo eh. Siya yung escape mo minsan eh. Actually, mm-hmm. hindi minsan, lagi. But so, they need you the most. So, I completely understand. That's why I'm asking for likes and shares also. It's branding.
Please support.
It's personal branding. Yeah.
Support. Kasi online na tayo eh. So, ang marketing natin ngayon is to get as many followers as we can. Yun talaga po. So, hindi po kami being selfish or love too much love of ourselves. We really have to put ourselves out there. So, if you see someone asking for a subscription or a like or a follow, please show your support. Friends, yun naman sila eh. Bakit po sila naging Facebook contact if you're not? It's so saddening kasi you have 2,000 friends on Facebook but you only get you only get 20 likes or follows. It's like, siguro nagsawa sila sa face mo, but then again, fine. We apologize if it's too much about ourselves, but we are our business and yes. and we really need your support awesome. Today.
Yes. Support the solopreneur.
Yes, please.
Okay, that's
it. That's it. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
It's a wrap up. Yes. Wrap up. That's a wrap. And have a good day, good evening, good night.
Yes.
Mali. Good day. Good
noon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And good night.
Yes.
This is super awesome, Ella. I appreciate it. I can relate to everything that you said. And I hope this will not be the end. You know?
Yes. If
we can do more conversations, more specific conversations, and we can help other people as well.
Yes.
Awesome. Definitely. Have a good night. Have a good day. Have a good afternoon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I've been flying from town to town, from London to Taiwan. I've been all around the globe trying to protect your soul.